celebrate this incredible project. I want to start by thanking the mayor for all of his efforts to focus resources on improving conditions on 6th Street. We're here to celebrate just a small piece of it, but it's part of a larger set of efforts. And I want to also thank Supervisor Dorsey for all of his work in District 6, which includes South of Market and all of the partnership. 6th Street has historically been a corridor that's experienced amongst the highest pedestrian collisions and other traffic issues in San Francisco. We are really proud to be doing our part as part of a holistic approach to address this important issue. South of Market has, and the 6th Street has been, has so much cultural history and so many great local businesses, and the work that we're celebrating here really helps to complement and elevate their work. As you travel north of here across Market, you connect to Taylor Street, where we've also finished the Safer Taylor project last year. The goal of these two projects is to work together to create more accessible spaces and to slow cars down using proven safety techniques. There are so many neighborhood groups that work to improve South of Market, and I want to thank all of our nonprofit partners that helped with the important outreach efforts. That includes the Soma Filipinas, South of Market, South of Market Community Action Network, the Compton's Transgender Cultural District, and the Central City SRO Collaborative. Yep. This was a true partnership and collaboration. I also want to thank the San Francisco County Transportation Authority. They provided 25% of the funding for this important project. I want to thank Public Works and the SFMTA staff that collaborated on this project and are continuing to show how strong city integration can lead to great outcomes. This project is a big milestone for the collaborative work that our city can do, and I'm thrilled to be here today to celebrate. I'm also thrilled to introduce someone who's been providing a new sense of focus to the safety of this corridor, Mayor Daniel Lurie.
You guys need a little help?
We're going to move it over to the
shadows. Hey, you guys stand behind us over here? Let's go.
Come on.
All right, we good now? We're always waiting for Christian, it feels like. Oh, here we go.
Better late than never.
What's up, Christian?
Only because your ratings are that good. We got to wait for this.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Y'all good? Good. Okay. Appreciate you all coming and standing with me. When I was elected, 6th Street captured so much of what was wrong with San Francisco. People were lying on the ground in the middle of the day. People were using drugs. There was trash on the street. People were lying on the ground in the middle of the day. People were using drugs. There was trash on the street. It was basically impossible to walk down the sidewalk or stop into any of the small businesses. And it wasn't just unpleasant, it was dangerous. I would know. I was here multiple times a week, every week, for months, and I still am. And I can't tell you how many times I've walked or driven down 6th Street and seen people who were using drugs, who probably didn't know where they were, crossing the street against traffic. Those conditions are not safe for anyone. We got to work right away addressing these challenges. We opened a triage center a few blocks up, bringing together law enforcement, social services, and street cleaning, giving those who were struggling a better option and those who live and work here the safe and clean streets that they deserve. That triage center is evolving into an oasis so people in this community have somewhere to hang out. We took this work citywide too. We passed a fentanyl state of emergency, reorganized our street teams, and opened hundreds of treatment beds so people struggling with substance use have a chance to get into recovery. And now, right here on 6th Street, this team of city departments has delivered these long overdue safety upgrades. Our work is far, far from over. And I won't be satisfied, and I know you won't be satisfied, until the streets feel safe and the small businesses are bustling. But with a comprehensive approach to 6th Street, we can make this corridor safer and more welcoming, so it feels a little less like a freeway and more like a neighborhood. I want to thank Public Works for leading the construction, the County Transportation Authority for helping to fund this work, and our outreach partners, including the Transgender District, United Players, and Soma Filipinos, for ensuring the community shaped this outcome. Thank you all. And I want to thank Supervisor Matt Dorsey, a great partner in this work. I want to thank SFMTA and SFPD for working with us to make these improvements possible. Every community in San Francisco deserves safe, clean, and livable streets. Today, we are closer to that goal, and we will keep moving forward together. I want to thank everybody, and now I'd like to call up Supervisor Matt Dorsey.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Lurie, for the leadership that you're bringing to our city. It's not just the tangible things we're seeing, but I hear it from so many of my residents how excited they are and we are about the direction of the city. We have a comeback underway, and it is starting right here on 6th Street, which is the home to the most delicious momos at Beanie's Kitchen, and I encourage everybody to go there. This is also a children and families zone, and that was something that was really championed by Rudy Corpas and everybody at United Players, whose clubhouse is just a half block down. I myself live just a couple of blocks away. When we talk about public safety in San Francisco, it's not just the reported crimes and sort of street-level drug dealing and drug use that we see. It's also traffic safety. This is a district that has a disproportionate level of traffic violence. And I want to express my appreciation to all the city departments and the county departments who are responsible for the important safety improvements that we're seeing today. MTA, Public Works, the County Transportation Authority, and by extension, thank you, San Francisco taxpayers, and making sure that we're going to make sure that this is these are dollars well spent. As I mentioned, this is a children and family zone. There's a lot of children who come through here accompanied by UP and others. It's also a place where we celebrate the cultural diversity of our city that includes a transgender cultural district as well as Soma Pilipinas. There's so much to celebrate, but we have to do it in an environment that is safe and that is welcoming and that's clean. We're making real progress. As the mayor said, our job is far from over, but we're here to celebrate the progress that we do have. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it. And it's an honor of my career to serve this city and to be an ally with Mayor Lurie in helping to bring this city back. And next, I would like to introduce. Am I introducing somebody?
I'm happy to.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. Thanks, everybody, for coming to District 6.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to introduce my partner and the construction lead for this work, Director of Public Works, Carla Short.
Thank you, Julie, and your SFMTA team. As you said, it's when city departments work together that we can really have the impact that we are striving for. Mayor Lurie and Supervisor Dorsey, thank you for the continued strong support you provide to elevate neighborhood safety. This project, combined with the stepped-up policing, outreach, and street cleaning that have been happening along the 6th Street corridor, is bringing positive change to the area. As stewards of the public right-of-way, we at Public Works always are eager to find ways to make San Francisco's streets and sidewalks safer for all who use them. And this project aims to do just that. I want to take a moment to give a shout out to the Public Works team, who are here somewhere, led by project manager Jeffrey Jackson, that worked on the 6th Street project, providing project management, construction management, engineering, landscape design, and public affairs services. They are real pros who are dedicated to the improvement of our city, neighborhood by neighborhood, street by street, block by block. Our work is inspired by our collective goal to serve the people of San Francisco with meaning, pride, and passion. Again, I want to thank our city partners and San Francisco's elected leaders who joined together to deliver these improvements. And I want to thank the South of Market residents and businesses for your patience and understanding as we got this work done to create a more welcoming, pedestrian-friendly streetscape. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to introduce one of our community partners for this project, one who helped really recognize the importance of pedestrian safety for our youngest residents. Please welcome Rudy Corpus, Executive Director with United Place.
Good morning, everybody. First off, I would like to say thank you to our mayor, Daniel Lurie, for your courage, your real leadership. You've been really, really been making an impact in this city, starting right here exactly where you said you was going to start. So thank you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
I want to thank our district supervisor, Matt Dorsey, off the hook. He'll answer your phone call. This man right here is always on deck for us. He's a champion for our neighborhood, and I'm going to say thank you, brother.
Thank you, man.
Carla, love you, y'all know, but I love that name. I'll explain to you why later. My homeboys know why. And so anyway, I'm born and raised in this neighborhood. It's ironic that we have this press conference in front of a building for some man who was historical in San Francisco. His name was Bill Soro. 120-year history of Filipinos in this neighborhood right here. This man, he fought and he died for the kids, the seniors, and the women, and everybody in between for what we all stand for. And so I'm glad that you guys are having it right here. If you look at the street sign over there, it not just says 6th Street. It says United Player Way.
That's right.
Our organization with West Bay deal with 150 kids every single day. These guys right back here. They walk through here. We ride through bikes through here. We jog through here. We drive our cars through here. You see the corridors right here. It leads to the freeways and the Market Street. This is the corridor to get in. This could be a very dangerous spot for kids and elders and anybody walking over here. It doesn't matter who you are. Black, white, peppermint stripe, it don't matter. When cars is coming and they ain't stopping, they will smash you. Because y'all know it has happened around here. And so having these lights and opening these sidewalks is making a safer place for our community. It's a start. Our mayor right here is leading not only for our city, but for our country and this world. And so thank you guys for having the support of being a collaborator of this, because we are here every day, boots on the ground. And so let's continue to work together, collaborate. I'm into building bridges, not walls, right, with our community. It ain't just us Filipinos here no more. It's all of us and all hands on deck. And so lastly, I just want to say thank you for my team back here. These guys right here on the front line, every day in the trenches, walking these kids across the street and making sure they're safe. And so thank you, thank you, thank you for your leadership, brother.
Thank you.
All right.
And now I'd like to introduce our last speaker, Blake Kuttner, the Director of Entrepreneurial Business Development for La Cochina, to really talk about the businesses and the restaurants and all the incredible partners we've had on this project.
Thank you all so much. Thanks for letting me speak here. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I'm here representing businesses like Beanie's, small businesses owned by women, owned by immigrants, owned by BIPOC people in this neighborhood. And we just really appreciate the opportunity to serve our guests peacefully and without any imposition or out, you know, safely. We appreciate the opportunity to get our employees and staff here safely. And, you know, the wide sidewalks, the lighting, the traffic calming has really helped make this neighborhood a better place for small business and a better place for community. So thank you all. Thanks for your work.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you to all our speakers, to our partners, to everybody for helping to be here today. Now we have the fun part. I'd like to invite all our speakers to come and help us cut the ribbon.
All right. Cut it.
Hey, let the sister by. You want to come by? You want to come by, family? Y'all coming through or y'all going to stay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yourself,
hey, let it go by, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all ain't going to give me no dinner.
Come on, man.
How are you, sir?
Come on. Come through. Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Got it?
I know running with scissors.
All right. Wait, three, two, one.